This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History. From memes to movements, see how this powerful online community shapes culture and society. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Collect, the Tappet Brothers. And we're broadcasting this week from the Car Talk Center for the Study of the Electorate here at Car Talk Plaza. Now, we received a videotape a couple of weeks ago from a guy named Peter DeFazio from Oregon. And this guy happens to be a member of Congress, I guess. And he was running in the Democratic primary to try to succeed Bob Packwood in the U.S. Senate.
I remember Bob Packwood.
You remember him? He was chairman of the Senate subcommittee on, like, fisheries, wildlife, and groping.
Yeah, right. I remember him, yeah.
Anyway, the reason DeFazio sent us this videotape is because on it are his campaign commercials. DeFazio for U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
And these commercials apparently show him driving all over Oregon in what? Oregon.
Yeah.
In what? His 63 Dodge Dart.
Well, of course. I mean, he was trying to demonstrate to his fellow Oregonians that he was a practical fellow, that he had a sense of economy, trying to show his perspicacity, and of course, most of all, his what? His exquisite taste.
Well, needless to say, he lost. Now, he didn't lose by much, but the pictures of him in that Dart probably put him over the edge, so to speak.
Well, when I run, I'm going to use your 87 Colt Vista. I don't want to be caught dead. In a Dodge Dart, you probably will be caught dead in a Dodge Dart.
Yeah, probably. Sooner than you'd like.
All right, I got some mail here. You can get to pick. Okay, here are the three choices. One letter having to do with health. One letter having to do with a resolution to a problem we've faced in a long time. Yeah. And a little quick quiz.
The quiz.
Here it is. It's from Tibor Mazar. Also, I'm reading in the middle, so I don't have to give you the whole thing. Since one or both of you have expressed a desire to serve as philosopher king, I thought the enclosed exam might help to qualify your credentials for such high office.
I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to think I could be philosopher king, so it must be who?
It must be for me, so you should give me the quiz, but I'll just tell you what I'm up against. This is a quiz that has various categories. Like, you can pick it. History, medicine, public speaking, music, psychology, sociology, biology, engineering. You name it, man.
You pick one, man. I'm ready.
Okay. Medicine.
Good.
You're in the room taking the test, right? And you're right across medicine. You have been provided with a razor blade, a piece of gauze, and a bottle of scotch. Remove your appendix. Do not suture your work until it has been inspected. You have 15 minutes. Right, you want music?
Music's good.
Write a piano concert. Orchestrate and perform it with flute and drum. You'll find the piano under your chair. I like this. I'll give you a couple of more later on in the day.
Okay. If you'd like to call us.
I could do this.
Yeah, I like the concerto thing. If you want to call us about your car or your Senate campaign, our number is 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hello, this is Dan in Spokane.
Hi, Dan in Spokane.
Problem with my van.
Dan Spokane, problem with a van. I got it. Okay.
Well, actually, it kind of includes my mother-in-law, and I know you guys are well-versed in this.
Well, some better than others, yeah.
Well, I was watching TV, just relaxing one Friday night, and she calls, as she often does, to tell me what's on the other channels. And she said, turn the channel, your van is on TV.
Uh-huh.
So just as I turn the channel to one of these news programs, sure enough, I see their van, same color, same model, going across the screen. And then there's impact.
Oh.
And these dummies are ejected out the back of the van. The back flies open and people are shot out what looks like out of an F-16 ejector seat.
Yeah.
Well, everybody is in shock. Nobody wants to ride in the back seat now. And I've got to do something.
And they're right, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, no one should ride in the back seat.
This is a Dodge Caravan.
Dodge Caravan and all its various incarnations. And what they have found, I don't know how you missed all this, is that on impact, that back hatch door flies open because the latch doesn't hold. And on impact, I guess it was a side impact, people sitting in the back seat, and in some cases, I don't know how this could be.
People sitting even on the hood wound up going out the back.
Thrown out the back. It's very dangerous.
Well, they told me to do something. I have two daughters, a mother-in-law, and a wife that kind of looked at me like deer in headlights.
Well, of course, you realize why your mother-in-law called, because it's always her that gets stuck in the way back.
She's always in the back. I mean, what has happened is various consumer groups have been trying to get this thing recalled for the last 10 years, because evidently this thing goes all the way back to, like, the 84 Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been unable to get it recalled for various probably sleazeball reasons having to do with our United States government and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and whoever else is involved in collecting the graft that Chrysler is paying them. Am I wrong?
No.
I got a letter from Chrysler that told me that everything was okay. That's why I didn't do anything.
Right. Chrysler says everything's okay, and they still say that everything is okay. However, they've agreed to replace about 10 million of these latches. But they will only do it, you know, they ran out of them, as a matter of fact. They ran out of latches because they got 9 zillion of them to do, and they're doing it on the basis of first come, first served, and whoever screams the loudest. And so, yeah, they're right. I mean, I would go and demand that they lend you an 86 Caravan until they get the damn latches in.
96, maybe.
What did I say?
86.
96. What year is it?
It's a 93.
Yeah, they should lend you a 96 Caravan in which the latch is fixed until they get the right latch in, because why should you drive around in a death trap? Let the dealer let the guy at the dealership drive around in a death trap.
Well, that's what I asked them. What am I supposed to do? Nail their shoes to the floor until they're ready to fix it? But I'm kind of known, like, out here as the Rube Goldberg of the West.
Yeah.
So I decided I
got it.
I got it too.
I got it too.
I got it.
Leather belts.
Well, I got a couple of eye bolts, big half-inch eye bolts, and I put one in the back door, and I put one in the floor, and one passes through the other, and I put a clip through it, and my wife doesn't like it because she has to lean over the seat, but what happened when I was putting it in, I made me think of you guys, because I put the one in the door okay, but I was drilling the hole through the floor.
And you went through the gas tank.
Huh?
And you went through the gas tank.
Not quite. I went through, and I had the drill was too short, so I got a foot-long drill, and I climbed in there, and I'm leaning on it, and have you ever wished you could turn back time for just 1 second?
Oh, every day.
And I'm leaning on it, and it finally goes through, I hear this. And it was, guess what?
Brake fluid.
Spare tire.
Oh, your spare tire, of course.
Right through the sidewall. But it gets better because we just took a long trip, and I didn't want to use the spare tire they had there. And I looked around. I thought, well, I've got two brand new snow tires. I can use one of those for a spare.
Sure.
So I put that under there, and that was the thing I drilled the hole through.
Oh, it was.
So I double did it. I danced around and did the bonehead dance for a while. And then I thought, maybe I should call you fellas and see if you have a better solution than the high bolts.
How long did it take you when the drill bit pierced the sidewall of the tire? How long did it take you to realize what you had done?
Oh, zero time.
I was in midair. I was in midair flying out of the van.
I wouldn't have done that, actually. I would have just welded it shut.
Yeah. Well, you have to open it. So this eye bolt thing now requires that you climb over the back seat to disconnect it every time you want to open it.
Yes, and my wife loves hanging upside down in the middle of a parking lot. That really makes her happy.
Yeah, with three bags of groceries. Well, I have to say that I think you did the right thing, Dan, from Spokane with Trouble in the Van, because it's better to be safe than...
Sure.
To be comfortable. Right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
So you did the right thing. And everyone else should go and drop their cars off at the Chrysler dealer and borrow a 96 until they get the damn latches in. And when they do and fix yours, then fine.
Here's what you do. You go there under the guise of you're pretending to buy a new one.
Ooh, I knew you could elaborate on this idea.
You leave yours there, and yours is practically new.
Right, and you leave a note.
No, you just ask the salesperson if you can drive it, if they can put a plate on it. You just don't come back.
That's it. Yeah.
And when they track you down by looking up your license plate number and all that, you can tell them why you did it.
I think you have a case.
I think so, too. You'll be
well,
a case.
Then Mom can sit in the back again.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, good luck, Dan.
Thank you.
Don't do anything too illegal, but
okay.
Your idea sounded pretty good until you drilled through the tire. I was with you all the way until then. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guess what? The Puzzler answer and more calls are coming up right after this. This message comes from NPR sponsor Discover. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
All right, I know you don't remember last week's Puzzler, so we'll just launch right into it.
What? Wait a minute. I'm going to go into my trance and I hear words coming to me, and the words are the Night Watchman.
Sonia Henny's Tutu.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the puzzle was.
That's good. No, you've got it.
No, it's not good because Jennifer whispered it to me before we came in the studio. Oh. She said, at the right time, when you look stupid, just say the words Night Watchman.
You could have started saying those words right at the beginning of the show, Ashley.
I didn't feel as stupid then as I do now. I still don't know what the puzzler was, though.
It was a semi-automotive puzzler, if you remember. Well,
no, I don't remember yet.
A night watchman worked for a large automotive company. That's the semi-automotive part.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
For several years. One Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah. Plane crash.
There you go. He runs into the company president's office and demands to see the president immediately. The secretary, of course, tries to keep him out, but he will not be denied. And he finally gets into the president's office and he tells the president, look, I had a horrible dream last night that you were flying on an airplane that crashed and everyone on board was killed. It was so real, this dream, that I had to come and tell you immediately. Immediately. Key word. Immediately. The president, it turns out, had actually planned to fly to Los Angeles that very same day for the opening of the International Seat Cover Convention.
Yeah, but I was at that one.
But he decides, based on this story by the Night Watchman, to cancel those plans, being the superstitious type that he is. That night on the 11 o'clock news, very unessential piece of information.
Oh, I thought that was the key.
The president learns that the airplane he was supposed to be on had crashed, killing everyone on board except him. Because what? He was
wasn't on board.
The next morning, the president summons the night watchman to his office.
Probably like to give him a gold watch.
And fires him on the spot.
What a surprise. What a shocker.
Why?
I have no idea.
You don't?
I don't. Hmm. You said the key word was immediately?
Well, that was one of the key words. Night watchman was essential, too.
Night watchman?
Because he said...
Oh.
I will read you. I had a horrible dream last night that you were flying on an airplane that crashed. He fired him because if he was dreaming last night, he was asleep on the job. Do we have a winner?
And even though he saved his life?
Yeah. Well,
fired him?
He was the president of the Caterpillar Company.
yeah, we got a winner. The winner is Loretta Bandera. From White Plains, New York, and for knowing why the Night Watchman got canned, our pal Loretta Bandera will get a copy of our meteoric, why can't I get that right, new cassette/CD the Best of Car Talk, which features such titles as American Motors Corporation and the Plaid Pants, Eggs Prestone, and Parlez-vous Francais, Senor?
By the way, if you didn't win the Puzzler and you want a copy of the Best of Car Talk, you can call our Shameless Commerce Division. The number there, and I've now been advised to give the whole thing slowly. Not just the area code, the whole thing.
Because you usually say 303-595-5905. We'll give that number again in a few minutes.
303.
Got it.
595-5905. And we'll give that number 400 or 500 more times in case you missed it. Okay. Anyway, we'll have another new automotive, fully automotive puzzle.
Fully automotive.
Yes, coming up during the second half of today's show, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you can call us with your car questions or any other questions at 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Yes, hello. This is Kieran from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Kieran.
Yeah.
Kieran.
Kieran. Yeah.
Got it.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from Ithaca, New York, but I'm living in Shreveport, Louisiana right now.
Shreveport.
Yeah.
See, I was reading the other day that Louisiana has the second highest crime rate in the country.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yes, it is.
Is that why you moved there? You're a criminal?
No, because Ithaca was number one.
Actually, Ithaca's pretty low. No, I was part of a teacher corps and came down to Shreveport to teach for 2 years.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding. Yeah. What do you teach?
6th through 8th grade special ed, reading and writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got them writing right now, actually, while I'm on the phone.
Excellent.
I'm working on a bit of an essay.
Yeah, that's good. So what's up, Kieran?
Well, I hope you can solve this problem for me. I own a 92 Tercel, Toyota Tercel, runs like a top. Bought it from my father a year and a half ago, coming out of college. When I joined this teacher corps, we had to store the car for about 2 months. And the rotors rusted up really bad. Ended up having to finagle a warranty to have them turned and fixed and everything.
Yeah.
At the end of this year, I'm going to go to Chile, down to South America, maybe to teach, mostly to travel, take my bike down, have some fun.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck. I can either do one of two things. Put my car up, store it at the corner of my dad's garage for the year that I'm gone.
Uh-huh.
But I fear that I don't know how to store the car for a year without the same thing happening to the brakes again. Or I can give it to my brother.
No. Absolutely. I don't even know who your brother. Your brother may be a priest. Whether he is or not, under no circumstances.
Or at least a saint like your brother
right.
is.
Right. No, the brother is out.
That was my
I'd rather see you lend it out to the Hell's Angels for a year. They would take better care of it, I'm sure. I mean, I have nothing to base this on except my own personal experience.
Yeah,
well, mine's pretty deep, too, and I'm leery of that. I'm just getting the pressure.
Wait a minute. You should talk. I'm not the one who sent your car to the crusher.
By the time your, quote, car got to the crusher, it was no longer a car.
No, whatever you did to it.
No.
That car was perfect.
It wouldn't run anymore. The top wouldn't go up. The top wouldn't go down. There were things grow just like the car you have now.
There you go.
Anyway, so go ahead.
How many miles on this car?
40,000.
When you had it stored, in Dad's garage when the rotors rusted?
No, I didn't. I had it stored down in, outside of Houston.
Oh, that's why everything rusted up.
It's too
humid there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and besides, the rusting of the rotors is a minor little problem.
Right, the engine will probably seize before the rotors rust again.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to stash a car for a year and have nothing go wrong. I mean,
okay.
There are things you can do, but you're always taking a chance that you didn't do them quite right or God intervened and other things happen. I'd sell the stupid thing. Why waste your time?
He doesn't want to sell it. He wants to know the most effective
way to store
it. I don't
care what he wants to do.
Would Dad be willing to drive it around for you? I mean, I trust Dad to drive it.
Yeah, I trust him, too, except he has a 94 Tercel. He just picked up another one when I got this one.
Yeah.
Well, how about if you were willing to drive yours 1 day a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fine.
It would benefit him because he'd be putting fewer miles on his. It would benefit yours because it wouldn't be like storing it at all, in fact, and it would be good if he drove it back and forth to work or where he goes.
Even a couple of days a week, that would be good.
Sure.
Except he's got to carry it on the, or I have to still carry it on the insurance.
Oh, but that, where does he live, Ithaca?
Yeah.
Oh, it's $8 a year, right?
Nine, actually. But, you know.
It's cheap,
That's so an option. Now, well, if I was to sell it at this time, am I guess it's, would I be losing out at the initial investment of the car?
Yes.
Or?
That's the whole idea. When you buy something that gets used up, you always lose out.
It depreciates.
Yeah, well, so what?
Yeah, that's all right.
That's
but
all right.
You have had the use of it. It didn't depreciate entirely. You've driven it.
Yeah.
And when you come back, you buy another one.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You buy dad's 94 when you come back.
Of course. He'll be ready to get rid of the 94 because it'll be 3 years old. That's it.
But under no circumstances should you let your brother use it. You can sell it to him. Maybe you can sell it to him for like $13,500. Yeah.
No, I would definitely get rid of it. And
all right.
When you come back, because you're going to need that extra money to get yourself out of the Chilean prison that you end up in when you rack up that bike down there. Right? So
that's
it would
true.
Be better to have that money available to you. Quick, liquid money, rather than to have it tied up in a 92 Tercel.
Small bills, basically.
Small bills, exactly.
Okay.
And many different currencies. You never know where you're going
to
end up.
Gold would be preferable.
Carry gold.
So well, basically, don't store it for the year or give it to the brother, but sell it.
I wouldn't give it to your brother. I don't think I'd ask Dad to drive it one day a week.
All right.
That would be your best bet. And the small amount you pay for insurance would be well worth it.
Okay.
That's it.
Good.
Good luck, Kieran.
Good. Thanks for appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kieran.
Bye-bye.
Get back to those little brats.
Yeah, I gotta go right now.
Yeah, they've probably taken over the classroom by now.
What classroom? They burned it down 15 minutes ago.
Thanks
for calling.
Right after these messages, you'll hear more calls and a new puzzler coming right up.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Betterment, an automated investing and savings app. CEO Sarah Levy shares why Betterment believes cash can be a strategic choice.
There are times when the market is volatile, when customers are a little nervous about investing. We came to understand that there was an opportunity to introduce cash as part of an investing strategy and to give back yields to the customer.
Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. This message comes from NPR sponsor ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people across your business, providing intelligent tools to help remove frustration and supercharge productivity. And all of that is built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Learn more at servicenow.com/AI for people.
This message is brought to you by NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options within your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and who'd have thought my brother was really a genius?
Not your brother. My brother.
Your brother? My brother?
My brother. Yeah, get this. This is from the Office of the Attorney General. Oh, I shouldn't mention this, maybe.
No, probably not.
I'll just read it. The guy's name is Andrew Mayer from Hinton, West Virginia. He's a lawyer. and I'm going to read his letter anyway. After many months of trying to get my letters read on your show by being informative, helpful, and humorous, I've decided to give up on that route and instead kiss up. Ray is undoubtedly a genius, a man of unparalleled perception. His theory that exercise only extends your life by the amount of time spent exercising plus a tiny fraction has been declared true by our state government. Oh, I guess I do have to mention who he is. It's the state of West Virginia. He's Office of the Attorney General in Charleston. I've attached the copies of a flyer sent out by my employer, the state of West Virginia, to sucker state employees into joining an HMO. It's my understanding that these initials stand for hand money over. As you will see, the brochure claims, now here it is, and I read the brochure.
Go ahead.
Those, quote, those who lightly exercise for just half an hour, three times a week, lived almost 1 year longer than their inactive peers. Well, I did the math. 1 half hour times 3 times per week is 1.5 hours per week. Times 52 weeks per year is 78 hours per year. Times 72 years, the average lifespan, is 5,616 hours, divided by 24 hours per day equals 234 days of extended life, almost 1 year.
Mm.
So you exercise for a year, and you live for a year.
Maybe.
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 And if you didn't do the exercise, think about how much more fun you could have had, because you've gained absolutely nothing.
Oh, except weight.
Except weight. And P.S., I am willing to let Tom bask in the reflected glow of Ray's genius if he is smart enough to read my letter on the air. Well, Andrew, you got your wish, baby. Well, it's true. I wonder what the source of this data is, though.
Well, I mean, I didn't do any study, obviously. It just felt right.
You know. It does feel right. Exercise for a year.
Because the benefits, I should add, of exercising are that you feel better and you look better. And
not in my case.
Well, it hasn't helped you one iota. No.
It hasn't helped me at all. Well, I'm giving it up.
It's impossible to know if it's helped you. God knows what you'd look like.
Well, we do know, because somewhere on the earth, there are 6 other people who are the exact copies.
Your stunt doubles.
Of me.
Yes, doubles, triples.
My body doubles.
Okay, it's time for the new puzzler.
Which is automotive in nature?
Yes, it is automotive in nature.
Okay.
A customer of ours was driving her car on vacation someplace. She was quite a ways from home, maybe 50 or 100 miles. And she, while driving along, she hears this awful crashing, crunching, thudding sound. And she realizes her car is no longer moving, even though the engine is running and the thing is in gear. And she coasts to the side of the road and awaits the tow truck. You're paying attention? You're reading. You're not paying attention.
I'm listening.
This is why next week when I ask what the puzzler is, you don't know because you're not listening. Put that down, man.
Listen.
What did I say?
A customer.
Customer, yeah.
Customer was on vacation. She was on vacation.
Yeah.
And she was driving along about 50 miles away from her home.
Good, good.
And she suddenly noticed that the car wasn't going anywhere, even though the engine was running.
Good. All right.
And there was a noise.
Go ahead. Keep going.
That's all you said. All right. There she is.
There she is. She's broken down, and the tow truck comes and tows her to the gas station.
Who?
This customer.
The customer?
Yeah. The customer. Our customer.
Yeah.
And the gas station fellow puts the thing up on the lift and says, oh, you have a broken axle. That's why your car won't move, and that's what explains the noises that you heard. And she says, oh, what's that going to cost me? And he looks it up, and he says, it's going to cost you about $500 or $600 to replace that axle. To which she says, kind sir, take your axle and stick it back on the shelf because I'm going to find a way to get home without your replacing it. She goes into her trunk. Did I mention?
Oh, because she's 50 or 100 miles away from home, and she has a feeling that this guy is ripping her off. She's going to make it home and have her own mechanic, rip her off.
Right. We had given her a price of $4.95. She called on the phone.
Yeah.
So she goes into the trunk where she has no tools.
Yeah.
But she has what's typically found in a trunk. Just junk.
Who's drunk?
You know, a couple of empty pizza boxes with maybe two slices left in each box.
Right.
A tire iron, a jack, you know, for jacking up the car.
A blanket.
A blanket.
Everyone has a blanket.
A broken bicycle chain.
A tire iron.
Tire iron.
Spare tire.
Six pack of beer.
Tire iron.
Spare tire. Tire iron. Anyway, she manages to drive the 50 miles back home without fixing or replacing the broken axle.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? How would you do it?
I know how I would do
it. I don't know how I would do it. How does she do it? And she does not repair.
Certainly not.
Nor does she replace the broken axle. Now, I might add, this is a front-wheel drive car. Well, you probably figured that out already. I'll give that as a hint.
Yeah.
It's a front-wheel drive car. It is not a four-wheel drive car. That is also a hint. Oh, there goes that answer, huh? Yeah.
I can still do it.
You can still do it.
I can still do it.
So if you think you know how she got home with a broken axle, drop us a line at Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
MA02238. And if we choose your answer at random, from among all of those correct answers that we're certain to get, we'll send you one of those Car Talk CDs or cassettes just in time for Christmas. Next Christmas. If you'd like to call us, the number is 1-800-332-9287. I'm ready for another piece of the quiz, so before we take another call.
You want
literature.
You want sociology or biology?
Oh, I love biology.
Okay. Create life. Estimate the differences in subsequent human culture. If this form of life had been developed 500 million years ago, with special attention to the probable effect on the English parliamentary system. I'll give you one more quick one. Sociology. Estimate the sociological problems that might accompany the end of the world. Construct an experiment to test your theory. Tibor Meza, that was good.
1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
This is Laureen from Rochester, New York.
Laureen?
Laureen.
L-A-U-R-E-N-E?
No,
L-O-R-R-E-E-N. It's got a lot of letters.
Wait, did you say two R's?
Right, two R's and two E's.
Ooh, I only had one R.
From Rochester.
Right.
What's up, Laureen?
Well, I have a 1971 Dodge Dart, four-door sedan, and it's a very lovely shade of brown, the color of the car. It runs generally pretty good, but it was purchased from an older gentleman who drove it very infrequently.
That would be me.
Just like him.
That's probably true. I think the mileage is around 65,000 at this point. The problem is that there's some stalling problems, and it seems to be running kind of rough lately.
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
Yeah. Well, the real problem is if you drive it at night, once you park it somewhere, you come back to the car, you can't get it started. But if you return the following morning, it'll always start.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, so it's the perfect car for a designated driver, I guess, or non-designated driver.
Well, you said at night, but what if you drove for in the daytime?
You don't take this car out in the daytime.
It'll start up fine. It seems to be when it's dark and there's no heat from any.
But if you drove it for say an hour and then parked it for 2 hours, would it park? Would it start?
Yes, it'll start. Yeah, yeah.
But if you do that same thing at night, it won't start.
Right.
Oh, come on, give us a break, will you?
But it does stall like when you're on idle, it'll die out on you. Like if you're waiting for a light and stuff. But you can get it started usually.
Well, I think that the night or day has nothing to do with it.
I just thought there was an interesting slant.
It is an interesting slant, like
slant
the engine.
But slant six.
What has to do with it, I think, is the likelihood that the carburetor is running way too rich.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And what's more likely is that when you do drive at night, for example, you're not driving far enough for the engine to really heat up and the choke to open up all the way,
and
the plugs are getting fouled.
Right.
And I think if you look at the kind of trips you take, you have to take a longer trip in the daytime and a shorter trip at night.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I would think that's probably true. Yeah. So if you took a longer trip at night and parked it, it would start right up, because night has nothing to do with that much of anything.
Okay, so,
it has all the earmarks of a carburetor problem.
Yes.
Either a choke that isn't opening all the way or a carburetor that's flooding out.
Should I rebuild the carburetor?
Maybe not. I mean, you might just need to replace the choke.
Oh, okay.
That's just a guess, naturally.
Yeah.
Have someone pull out the spark plugs. They'll be able to tell a lot from what the spark plugs look like.
Yeah, that's true. You're probably right, because they tend to be, they're replaced quite frequently, and they're going foul.
So.
No, they are.
Yeah.
Aha. Aha.
When they foul, do you know what they look like? Are they all black and sooty?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
That's it. Oh. My brother is 100% right.
All right.
Flooding out.
Well, Lorene, I would think the carburetor may be ready for a rebuild, but if you're lucky, it's just a choke.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Well, you've squandered another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Our esteemed producer is Doug, the Subway Fugitive. Not a slave to fashion, Punkin' Lips Berman. Our associate producer and dean of the College of Auto Musicology is Ken Babyface Rogers. Our engineer and assistant producer is Jennifer. Is it time for another vacation yet, Loeb? And our technical advisor, just back from the North American Free Lunch Victory Tour, is John Bugsy Sebastian, Mr. Height, Sweet Cheeks, Free Lunch, Twinkle Toes, Hula Hips, Donut Breath, Gigabyte, make that two triple cheeseburgers. Is that a scorpion or just belly button length Lawler? Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research. Bugsy had an incident in the desert.
Oh.
Talk about it. At great length on future date. Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research, assisted by statistician Marge Genovera. Our automotive medical researcher is Dr. Denton Fender. Our literary critics are Ernest and Julia Hemingway. The manager of our employee refrigerator is Carmen Dating. Our director of congressional funding is Fred Knott. Our director of automotive security is Boris Karlarm. Our director of gender studies is Amanda B. Reckoned With. Our automotive registrar is Megan Model. Our director of country music is Stan Byerman. And our child seat tester is Drew Lee Weiner. Our fleet manager is Oscar De La Rental. Our director of nutritional supplements is Rose Hips. Our director of Cadillac steering is too loose to track. Our staff marriage counselor is Marion Haste. Our order is by Natalie Attired. And, of course, our chief counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is you, Louis Dewey, known around town as Huey Louie Dewey. We're Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. Thanks for listening, and don't drive like my brother.
Don't drive like my brother.
We'll be back next week. Thanks. Bye-bye. Sets of Car Talk programs are available by calling 303-595-5905. To order this week's show, ask for number 50. These cassettes are made available as a public service from Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
The best of Car Talk on cassette and CD is also available by calling 303-595-5905. These cassettes and CDs are made available as a public service from the Click and Clack Early Retirement Fund, which encourages you to order early and order often.
So we can retire what?
Early and often. That number again, and I will say it slowly, is 303-595-5905. Car Talk is a production of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe and WBUR in Boston.
Celebrating 25 years of radio excellence.
Is that how you spell excellence? E-X-C-R?
Nah, that's quite enough. Celebrating 25 years of radio excellence, this is NPR, National Public Radio. This message comes from NPR sponsor Discover. Get the service you deserve with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover. Everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. OCI is the platform for database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/NPR.
Okay, close your eyes for a second. Now imagine you're on your dream vacation. No work calls to answer, no text messages to respond to, just your suitcase and an opportunity.
The opportunity to just take yourself out of your routine and travel deeper.
How to actually take that dream trip. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.